Good morning, everybody. Merry Christmas Eve. I just wanted to share something with you guys this morning. I was going to try to sing, but something else took over my heart and made it impossible. So I just wanted to share that instead. I had a rough morning this morning. Missed my sister. I missed my dad. But, you know, I deal with that the best I can. But in that, you know, on my way to work, I was crying, and I pulled up to this light near a bridge, and I remember thinking, I hadn't seen this guy for a while, and I would usually see him sitting there or laying there, and I hadn't seen him, so I was just kind of like, oh, I hope he got help, you know, because I was praying for him. I hope he got help. I hope he got what he needed. And this morning I saw an urn there. I saw an urn sitting there. An urn sitting under a bridge. And something came over me, and you know, I sobbed and I wept like a baby because I figured that was him. But he was just there under a bridge, like nobody. And then just for the rest of my ride, I just thought of everything that I have that I'm so grateful for. The people in my life that I'm so grateful for. The job that I have, the car that I have, the chapstick, the whatever, you know, I mean, the little things that we take for granted, I'm so grateful for today. Christmas to me has never been about gifts. It's always been about just the spirit of it, of fellowship, families getting together and celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ and, you know, passing gifts to each other and sharing food and kindness and warmth, you know, and it's become so commercialized that we've forgotten about humanity. We've forgotten about being good human beings to each other. So much so that there are so many people that are forgotten, that are just, in essence, kind of looked at as scenery, as things we see on the along the way. And they become fixtures like a rock or a lamppost or something. It challenged me to be better. It challenged me to be better. It challenged me to give more. It challenged me to care more. When you see people on the streets, say hi to them. You never know. But I just want people to think about the real meaning of this, what it really is about. You know, all the things that we are so anxious to buy and, you know, we fight to get, you know, a TV, and we fight over phones and things like that. For what? It's all going to go away. It's all going to fade away. The next big thing is just around the corner. So why don't we spend our time and energy on each other? Making memories and making moments count. I just don't see why that's so hard. But anyhow, I pray the best for you guys. I really do. I hope that you guys have a very Merry Christmas. I hope that, you know, all your dreams come true in your lives. But just remember that there's people out there, a lot of people out there that don't have what you have and that are going through something far worse that you can imagine. So just keep them in mind as you're celebrating, as you're buying these gifts and you're giving these gifts. Just remember that there's people out there that are in some bad situations. That's all. I want to be that voice that just kind of reminds people of what of the seasons, you know, what these mean to everybody. So I'm a little old-fashioned, but anyhow, love you guys. You guys have a Merry Christmas.